USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's the Democrats that are holding up coronavirus relief for the American people.
In addition to the executive orders that we signed, which are going to be doing terrific things in terms of payroll tax cut, which is a lot of money coming to a lot of people very quickly, I've directed the Secretary of the Treasury to get ready and send direct payments, $3,400, for a family of four to all Americans. Democrats are holding this up.
Ahead of a presidential election that could see up to half of U.S. voters cast their ballots by mail, the USPS is warning some states that they need to provide more time for those votes to be counted. The report says the Postal Service has warned 46 of the 50 states and the District of Columbia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, or and then I got out in the street and kind of watched fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street, or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking DNC organizers how much the city is going to have to pay back of their down payment now that the DNC convention has gone virtual. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Parenting during the coronavirus pandemic can be a struggle. In many cases, parents are juggling full-time jobs while keeping the kids safe and engaged and themselves sane, sometimes with mixed results. Add school into the mix, and many parents are wondering what to do. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice when it comes to parenting during the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, it's really bringing everything into sharp relief. I want every parent to know that, number one, we're all kind of falling behind together, right? Like, everyone is more or less the same spot. Some families are struggling more, and some parents are struggling less, just to not feel alone. That's number one. And number two is that you're just going to have to make some hard choices and be really compassionate with yourself and with your kids. There's going to be more technology, more disagreements, more trying to figure it out, but there's also opportunities for laughter and joy and fun. That is not canceled.
And finally, it was back on this day in 2003 when a major outage knocked out power across the eastern United States and parts of Canada. 21 power plants shut down in just 3 minutes. 50 million people were affected, including residents in New York and Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.